have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now, he sends her roses and lands he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back, he says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of deliberations beginning soon in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The jury pausing deliberations yesterday to ask two questions. The first, a request to rehear testimony from Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker regarding a meeting in Trump Tower in 2015 where prosecutors say Trump, Cohen, and Pecker hatched a scheme to bury damaging stories about Trump, a catch-and-kill agreement. The second question from the jury requested the judge to reread his jury instructions.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito writing a letter to Congress refusing to recuse himself from January 6th cases after two flags carried by January 6th protesters were seen flying from two of his homes. He says his wife put them up. 14 pro-democracy activists have been convicted by a Hong Kong court. They were all involved in the 2019 demonstrations across the country. They could now face life in prison but are planning to appeal. This is ABC News. It's a no for Scott Peterson, accused of murdering his wife more than a decade ago.
The Los Angeles Innocence Project argued some items could be connected to Lacey's 2002 murder, like a bloodstained mattress in a burned-out van found the morning after Lacey disappeared, and a hammer and glove from a robbery just across the street from the Peterson home. But Judge Hill said the evidence presented wasn't enough to warrant a need to retest, and that some of the items were unavailable.
ABC's Kana Whitworth talking about DNA testing in the case. Weapons experts now say American-made bombs were used in an attack on the Gaza city of Rafah that killed at least 50 people this week. Israel's prime minister says the airstrike was targeting Hamas fighters, but what he calls a tragic mishap set off a deadly fire. Visa and MasterCard have agreed to pay nearly $200 million to settle a class action lawsuit over the fees that customers pay to get cash from ATMs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers said Wednesday he doesn't think the Dane County judge who's considering the lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10 should recuse himself. Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10. A new $100 million public-private investment fund for Wisconsin was announced Wednesday. The Wisconsin Investment Fund is initially being funded with $50 million the state received in federal funds and $50 million from private investors. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary Missy Hughes joined Governor Evers to announce that fund. And the Department of Natural Resources is looking for host properties for this year's Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt from October 5th through the 13th. It's open to hunters with disabilities. About 400 people take part in the hunt each year. Find out more at dnr.wi.gov.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Breezy and a little warmer today. We'll get to about 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight, 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 72 by Saturday. We're back up to 78. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. Light, and you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
You gotta be rough, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna fall in love these days, you gotta keep an eye open all the time, or you'll get your heart broke along the way. These days, too many lovers. These days, not enough love. These days, so much danger to be aware of. Well, games and lies and lies and games, made up faces with counterfeit names. Too many lovers, not enough love these days. It's gonna take time if you're gonna find perfect kind of love that you dream about. It's out there on the street, but everyone you meet won't always tell the truth, so you'd better watch out.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
When you told me that you loved me, I believed every single word. Then you showed me that you didn't mean it, that you loved somebody else instead.
like I never felt before. Yes, I should have seen the warning. I was busy coming back for more. I know you got a right to change your mind. Well, I've got a right.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Steve Warner, where did I go wrong? Here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low 50s across the region this morning. Expecting 70s today. Another beautiful day. We do have some thunderstorms, though, on the way, especially for tomorrow. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Katie Wontok from UW Extension is in, talking about a survey that Extension is doing, asking about crop insurance and grain marketing educational needs. So we're going to talk with Katie a little bit about that here coming up this hour. Again, with this beautiful weather, wow, there's a lot of hay cutting yesterday. Holy cow. and I'm sure there's going to be some more of that today. But again, we have those thunderstorms on the way. And farmers, don't forget, with AM radio, kind of gives you a little bit of an early warning, especially if thunderstorms are approaching. You'll start to hear a little crack in the radio if you're listening to the AM side. That's what is called a lightning crash. When you hear that, well, that can tell you that there's thunderstorms approaching, and you'll know they're getting closer to you. Why? The cracks will get louder, and they'll become more frequent. So kind of keep that in mind when you're doing the haying, and if you're having to start to bring hay up, if you start to hear those cracks in the background, that could mean some rain is on the way, and thunderstorms as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On this installment of the Up-Level Dairy Podcast, we hear from former Texas Dairy Manager Manny Salcedo, who created his own solution software to save time and increase efficiency. How did that all begin?
About 10, 12 years ago is when the cloud started really coming to fruition. It was easier to be able to grab information, put it into the cloud, and be able to do whatever you wanted with it. Back in the day, you basically had to store it on a local hard drive, and then most of the time, the data processing that it would take, these computers couldn't handle it. When the cloud opened up, then I was able to then grab whatever information I wanted and look at it however I wanted to look at it. So the cloud was a big piece of why some of the systems that exist today exist today. And so now that they're able to see on a computer or on a phone or on a tablet how they're performing, everything started moving in the right direction. So like to give you an idea, we started grabbing information like 0 to 15 seconds by shift, right? Or the percent milk in 2 minutes. Every employee could then see, based on the position they were at the rotary, our flow rates got a lot quicker. So we were basically milking the cow out quicker based on the information of what the milkers were getting. And so they started getting competitive amongst themselves. And before you know it, we saw a drop in somatic cell. We saw more efficiency in the parlor. We saw less mastitis cows. And this is basically because these guys were all logged into the system that would show them how they were performing. And that was a huge benefit to the farm at the time.
He explains how he created and came up with the name Dairy Performance Network.
To me, I wanted farms to perform better, and I wanted to create a network for them to bring all the data together. And that's how we came up with the name. Most of the people that we work with now, and even people in the dairy industry, call it DPN. Hardly anybody ever calls it Dairy Performance Network. The platform that we basically provide for these dairies, we call Dairy Stash. And so if you go to our website, you'll see that Dairy Performance Network has a tool called Dairy Stash. And Dairy Stash is basically what brings all the data together. But yeah, that's kind of how I came up with the name. We currently have about 6 people working for us now. These guys are either ex-dairy farmers like myself or computer guys like myself that either grew up on a dairy, were herdsmen on dairy, bred cows, and just happened to like the data space, like the technology side of things. And so, yeah, we're all working towards a common goal to help these farmers with their solutions. And it's very difficult because every farm has different technologies. And as new startups come up, new technologies come up, there's not something out there that's just cookie cutter that you can plug in and brings everything together. So we have to take the time to understand what these technologies are and what the farmers want. And so when we're on farm and we're starting to build everything for them, there's a lot of going down from the guy bringing the cows up to the parlor, to the owner, to the manager, right? So we customize basically everything that the farmer wants, the owner wants, the manager wants, the herdsman wants, and the guy bringing up the cows, right? It's streamlining it and customizing it for what they want, down to the smallest detail. And so that's why our approach isn't just, hey, let's go in and essentially sell this thing. It's saying, okay, what are the problems that you have? And this is the solution that we have for you, right? And so we start building it from the ground up, basically.
For those listening, how can they get in touch with you and learn more about the Dairy Performance Network?
So they can reach out to our Facebook, our Instagram, if you go to Dairy Performance Network on LinkedIn. You can also email support@dpnconnect.com. If you go to our website, dpnconnect.com or dairyperformancenetwork.com, you'll be able to contact us right there.
Former Texas Dairy Manager Manny Salcedo on a recent Up-Level Dairy Podcast. Our thanks to Peggy Coffeen with Up-Level Dairy Podcast, and if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, just head to upleveldairy.com.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Coming up tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, he recaps a recent webinar with the title Weaning Dairy Calves and Why Is It So Traumatic? Listen for that tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, we can do this. If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave.
Barbasol. It's a can of can-do.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through, trying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rascal Flatts, Bless the Broken Road, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. 50 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June milk down 2 to 1930, July down 9 to 1982, August and September steady, August at 1993, September 1983. Cheese markets were lower yesterday, barrels down 2 to 196, 40-pound blocks down 5 and a quarter to 181, 5 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 and 3 quarters to 297 and a half, 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 116 and a half, 2 trades. Dry whey down a quarter to 39 and a half, 6 trades on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs higher. Cattle futures were lower after China announced they would not accept beef from a processing plant in Colorado. It was a knee-jerk reaction, but a cause for concern. Hog markets, meanwhile, were unable to uncover any aggressive buying interest from Thursday or from Tuesday's stronger cash and cutouts. But the trade's still going to watch that. If the cash and cutouts are higher once again today, could see those higher hog prices. June live cattle opened the day at 183.35, August 180.20, October 182.45, August feeder cattle open at 260.25, September 261.80, October 262.55. June hogs open at 93.77, July at 96.32, August at 95.90. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are moving up mostly lower. Soybeans are mixed. Wheat also mostly lower. There's been a little bit of correction in the markets, especially in the wheat markets after their recent gains. Now, some of the planting progress approaching or exceeding the five-year average. Some positive weather to wrap up. U.S. planting continues to pressure some of the U.S. Corn and soybean markets, though there is some support in some of the deferred soybean contracts on some short covering. July corn this morning down 1 to 454 and a quarter. September down 1 and 3 quarters to 463 and a quarter. New crop down 2 and a quarter to 476 and a half. July beans down 3 quarters to 1213 and a quarter. August down a half to 1213 and a quarter. New crop up 3 quarters to 1197 and a half. July soybean meal up 230 to 371.40. July soybean oil down 76 cents to 45.12. Chicago wheat, July and September both down 8. July 684 and 3 quarters. September 705 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat, July down 4 to 748. September down 2 and a quarter to 758 and 3 quarters. Energy markets are lower this morning. July crude oil down 30 cents to 78.93. August down 28 cents to 78.52. June and July gas both down 2 cents. June at 244. July also at 244. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 4 even, June 403, July 406, new crop 424. Cash beans 1139, June 1144, July 1144, new crop 1117. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 423 and a quarter, June 425 and a quarter, July 423 and a quarter, new crop 428 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 420, June 425, new crop 429. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 402, new crop 423, cash beans 1136, June 1139, new crop 1121. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 415, new crop 429, cash beans 1129, new crop at 1112. At Red Wing Grains, cash and June corn 430, July 434, new crop 433, cash beans 1185, June 1187, July 1191, new crop 11:37. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn, 402, new crop, 423, cash and June beans, 1141, new crop at 1121. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 166 to 186, Holstein fed cattle 152 to 175, market cows 100 to 134, bulls 128 to 150, calves 240 to 940, beef steers 175 to 330, Holstein steers 153 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 247 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 195 and down, goat markets, does 225 and down, bucks 165 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 215 to 255, fed lambs 175 to 237.50. That is check of markets. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It's like just before dark, jump in the car, buy an ice. say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Go Pep and Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dreams. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue, the Okie from Muskogee, or Hello Darling. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
God bless the boys from Memphis. Blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s. Old Jerry Lee and Charlie. And Gold Cat Gold still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it when he sang I Saw the Light. Old Marty Hank and Lefty, why I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the opera and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Kitty Wantock with UW Extension. And today we're going to talk about a survey that Extension is doing regarding educational needs for farmers. And our newsmaker segment being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, also Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anabas Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. Katie, thanks for joining us. Well, the Farm Management Program, which you are a part of, is wanting to get some information from farmers on what they would like to see for education for crop insurance and grain marketing. Why did the Management Center decide to look into this?
Yeah, well, good morning, Brian, and all your listeners out there. So, you know, we know that at $4 corn, it's getting to be a little bit more tighter margins for farmers out there versus $7 corn, right? There is a lot more money to kind of play with and look at. So, cost of production is certainly on producers' minds and getting a little pinched in the profit margin. So we're hoping farmers will take the survey, provide some guidance to us here in Extension as to, you know, what kind of education they would like us to develop here over the summer and fall that we can deliver next winter. You know, are farmers looking for how to improve, you know, they're utilizing the tools that are available to them for grain marketing, whether they be futures, you know, hedge to arrive, you know, what kind of tools that looks like. Or are they concerned, you know, about the pricing of their inputs? You know, how do they evaluate fertilizer costs, chemical costs, seed costs, you know, how to prioritize those costs? Or, you know, are they an organic farmer and they're concerned about some of the markets that they're selling into and how to price their product for those markets? So, you know, there's a lot of new technologies and practices that are out there. How do they take advantage of some of those? What do those look like? Do they need more information on those? So that's what this survey hopes to help us answer here in Extension. We also have some grant funding from the Extension Risk Management Education, and that will help us to support a project coordinator to help us develop that curriculum and deliver it this upcoming winter season.
Talking with Katie Wantock this morning with UW Extension with the Farm Management Outreach Program today about a survey that Extension is doing for not only crop insurance, but also grain marketing education needs farmers. And that's the other part with the insurance part of this. It's an alphabet soup of policies and plans and prices and, you know, what you base it off of. And I'm sure that that's pretty confusing. That's probably even confusing for you, and truthfully, because of all of the different things that go on.
Yeah, crop insurance is become something that is, you know, a lot of farmers have told me, oh, I just, as long as it's good and, you know, it gets me what I need and I have that insurance, I'm fine. But, you know, really, you shouldn't be fine. There are a lot of new products that are out there that are coming out that you really should not just, you know, evaluate and take time for yourself. You know, crop insurance advisors are great, you know, they're selling a product, but you should take it on them yourself as a farmer to make sure that you're really looking at, does this make sense for me? What are my goals? And does this meet my goals? And crop insurance does play a part into your grain marketing plan. It helps you to make sure that you have that base amount of marketing and pricing that's out there and for that grain that is needed. So they kind of go hand in hand. And that's what our current course that we piloted this past winter really kind of tried to emphasize. Now, we're wanting input from organic farmers in this survey as well, because there are some policies for crop insurance that don't fit into for organic farmers, right? They need to look at some other policies, more that whole farm. And not every crop insurance agent sells those because there's a lot of nuances. So we're asking for input on that as well.
Talking with Katie Wontak, Farm Management Outreach Specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. Again, Extension looking for your input, farmers, on crop insurance and grain marketing education needs. So, Katie, how can farmers take this survey?
Yeah, they can go to our website that's out there. We have a short link for the survey. They can access it directly at go.wisc.edu/RS1SS3. If you kind of Google UW Extension Grain Marketing, they'll find our page. We have some information. We've got some newly published articles and videos from our curriculum this past winter that are out there. Or they can feel free to call me directly and tell me, you know, different things. I can ask them the questions, and that's great. And email or phone number is 608-354-3992.
And when would you like to have these surveys completed by?
Yeah, so we're really looking for input this summer, so that come fall, then we'll have time to, you know, write the articles, the videos, record those, and we're ready to provide that information then this coming fall and winter 2024, 2025.
I know that while Extension doesn't help organize Farm Technology Days, Extension still has a pretty big presence there. Is there talk of maybe being at Farm Tech Days as well? For there are some farmers that I'm just not going to do the computer thing, and I don't have time to call you, Katie, because I got alfalfa with weevils and I'm trying to get it harvested here.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I was just meeting with Jerry Clark today. We were talking a little bit about farm tech. We were talking to Jerry Clark, Chippewa Dunn, Eau Claire County Crops and Soils Educator. He's part of this survey and this grain marketing project as well. And yeah, we were talking about farm management's going to have a booth at Farm Tech Days. This survey probably will be there. We've got lots of Farm Pulse. That's the brand name for this program. Lots of squishies, you know, cows and stuff like that. People want to stop by. Extension is having an area outside of the Rural Event Center. So you will be able to find us there. They can do this survey. They can talk to Jerry Clark. He's got a fantastic, he's converted an old gravity wagon into a basketball hoop. So look for us there, and we will be at the Chippewa County Farm Technology Days.
I have a funny feeling Extension agents are going to be, you know, taking the basketball shots and big competition here for that.
I don't know. Families love to come over and see it. So I don't exactly know where it is in Farm Tech Days, but yeah, just look for us and you'll be able to find that. So
Katie Wontak, she's a Farm Management Outreach Specialist with UW Extension. Again, you can visit the Extension website for that link for that farm survey on crop insurance and grain management practices as well. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Plenty of sunshine can be expected today in our ag weather forecast, and we even could see some windy conditions. Now, an area of showers and thunderstorms will begin to move into the region tomorrow, and scattered showers and thunderstorm chances will continue through the weekend. It looks like more widespread rain is possible Sunday and Sunday night, and also Tuesday into Tuesday night. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 71 to 76, relative humidities at 40 to 45%. South winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with a 50% chance of a shower or storm. Lows 53 to 58, south winds at 7 to 12. We'll see anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. For Friday, cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms. High 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 59 to 64%, anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. For Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, another chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower and storm, highs 75 to 80.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Be sure to ask about adding fresh local butcher's meat. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
People love to garden, but weeding is the most hated garden chore. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to spend less time weeding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Days I enjoy weeding the garden because it's a great stress reliever, but they'll cause me more stress if I let them get away from me. Fortunately, there are ways to get the upper hand on these pesky plants without spending all day pulling them out. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Statewide Arboretum. She says weeds will take advantage